106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
Hi, I'm Debbie Pisani, and I'm founder and CEO of Teens Unite.
We've been having a short tour of the house, the respite home here in Broxbourne today. Just talk me through a little bit about how things got started, because you essentially started the charity in your living room, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I am a mother of three daughters, and they were growing up, and I decided I wanted to do a bit more for charity. So I looked at the sector to see what was missing and what I felt that needed to be out there for young people. Having had teenage daughters of my own, I thought that was the age that I would like to support. So I met a young lad when visiting hospitals from Stevenage who had cancer. He was primary carer to two younger brothers. And I sort of mentored him through 4 years of treatment and what was going on in hospitals. And that inspired me to set up Teens Unite, because I realised it was such a gap for young people not being introduced to each other, not having time to spend with each other.
That's definitely something we've heard in recent years, the fact that I think there's more charities, more organisations trying to get teenagers, children, just talking about what they're going through.
I think it's really important, and they don't necessarily have to talk about their illness. At Teens Unite, we're not medically trained. We are just about positivity, young, fun. So therefore, we don't talk about their illness, and I think that's what they really enjoy coming here. These young people wouldn't meet each other necessarily. The chances of you having someone else in your area with the same sort of cancer as you and the same sort of age are very remote. So therefore, we bring those young people together to share their, not their experiences as in cancer, but they all know how each other feels. So they all understand the ups and downs of being diagnosed with a horrible illness, the implications of feeling so sick and so unwell, and feeling positive to move forward. And they don't necessarily talk about their illness, but they just know that the people that they are sharing their days with understand what they're thinking.
So something that their friends at home or their family might not necessarily be quite able to empathise with.
Oh, I think completely. I mean, and luckily, for me, I've never had those words said to me. But I think once you've been told, you have cancer, it's a massive blow to anybody. And I think learning to live with that is a separate issue. The fighting the battle is one, and then living with the fact of having had cancer and moving forward is a big enough issue to be a teenager anyway, without all those added implications. You're just finding yourself, just working out who you are and who your friends are and what really matters in your life. And to be suddenly diagnosed with such an awful illness is really quite a mind-blowing experience. So I think they need all the support they can from young people who understand how they feel.
And in terms of the facilities here, we can see that there's various places where they can sit and relax and play games as well.
You can see that the lads here today are playing pool. There's some others sitting in the TV room. They are teenagers. They want age-specific fun and activities. So we are very much about that. It's not, all our days have a day purpose, but the day is actually about bringing young people together. And if they enjoy the activity that they're doing, that's an added bonus. But really, it's about young people coming together and socialising. Yeah, fun, laughing, being allowed to laugh and not maybe feeling embarrassed to laugh, because sometimes they probably find it hard to laugh if their parents or siblings are struggling emotionally at the time of what's going on. Life has to go on and you have to be able to still laugh and enjoy life. We don't try to encourage families so much, because we believe that teenagers need teenage space and they want to be able to do and say things that young teenagers do. But of course they benefit, because it gives their parents a break. It gives them a chance to understand that their young children, their young adults are having a fun time with other young people, like they should be.
And in terms of funding, I'm guessing that's, as ever with all the other charities in Hertfordshire at the moment, a real issue for you.
Funding is always an issue for any charity, and there are so many amazing causes out there that, it's very hard who's going to give you the funding. I think where Teens Unite have really benefited is, first of all, we never relied on big government for handouts, so we've always been self-funding. And secondly, we are very much a charity of gift in kind. So people will often give you two tickets to go to a football match as opposed to £100 to pay for the tickets. So at Teens Unite, we offer young people an opportunity to go out, get out, have fun. So we're often looking for tickets or experiences or restaurants or venues that these young people can go to, not necessarily always cash. So I think that really helps.